the replacement for Geithner at Treasury.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm Jeff Horwich. Bloomberg News reports this morning President Obama will put forth Jack Lew as his nominee to be the next Secretary of the Treasury. This is no big surprise. Lew is presently Obama's chief of staff. According to Bloomberg, that announcement is expected tomorrow. So, what kind of nomination fight is in store for Jack Lew, and what kind of Treasury Secretary might he be? Here with a few early answers is Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. She's with me live from Washington. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, good morning.
So, what is Jack Lew's background?
Well, he's been director of the Office of Management and Budget. He has spent most of his career in government. He did work on Wall Street briefly. He was managing director for Citigroup from July of 2006 until he joined the Obama administration. When Obama first took office, as you mentioned, he is President Obama's chief of staff.
Jack Lew is reportedly someone who some Republicans don't really like dealing with. That's been cited as part of the reason the current Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, was brought in to lead the fiscal cliff negotiations. How contentious could Jack Lew's nomination be?
You know, there are different opinions on this. On the one hand, Lew reportedly did upset Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell during the fiscal cliff negotiations. Some Senate Republicans have described Lew as tone deaf and not willing to compromise. But Lew doesn't seem to have much of a relationship with Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee. So he has time to win over some hearts and minds there. And of course, that committee would have to consider his nomination. Then the full Senate would have to give him the thumbs up. And the other thing is that Republicans don't want to come across as being completely obstructionist. They've already expressed concerns about Chuck Hagel, who, of course, is Obama's nominee to be defense secretary. So they can't oppose absolutely everyone.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer with us live from Washington. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.